Mishnah Beis. The second type of oven which the Mishnah is going to discuss is tanur, an oven which was in the shape of a cone, and it was more narrow towards the top and wider at the bottom. And of all ovens, the tanur is the hottest type of oven, and because of that, it will have the strictest laws with regards to using it on Shabbos. And therefore, even if shehesiku bekashvig vava, you fired it up with straw or the stalks which remain in the ground when harvested, and then you took them off and put them into the oven. So even though those do not produce coals, so there won't be any coals to move about, nevertheless, leyitain, you cannot put food or drink into the oven even before Shabbos, because since the oven is so hot, any straw or stalks or anything which is left there could still be very hot, and you could, if you tried hard, restart the fire, or at least you'd be likely to try to do so, since the oven is so hot, and it's easy to get a fire going again. Says the Mishnah Beimi Toichai, whether inside the oven Beimi Al Gabov or on top of the oven, often there were multiple places in the tanner and on the tanner to place food. And the Gemara explains even to place some food next to the oven, sort of on the wall, that's also forbidden because you may come to try and start up the fire again in the oven because it is hot and easy to do so. Now the third oven which the Mishnah is going to discuss is sort of in between a kira and a tanner in terms of its heat. So a tanner is the hottest type of oven, a kira, which is a stove which has space for two pots, is the coolest type of oven, and kupach, this is a stove which only has space for one pot. So because it's smaller, the heat is retained and kept in that stove more, and therefore it gets hotter than a kira, just not quite as hot as a tanner. So the Mishnah says, Shesiku b'kashvig vava, if you fired it up with straw or stalks, then harzek kirayim, it has the same halacha as a stove which has space for two pots, meaning as long as you get rid of that straw and stalks, or you cover it with ash, you will be able to put some food or drink on the oven before Shabbos, and keep it there for Shabbos. However, begefes of eitzim, if it is fueled with the lesser parts of olives or with wood, so that does produce coal, and therefore harihu katanur, we are more stringent, and we say that it has the same halachas as a tanner, and as we just learned, that means that you cannot put any food on or in the oven because of its heat. So again, in order of ovens from coolest to hottest, is firstly kira, that's a stove which has space for two pots, then a kupach, which is a stove which has space for just one pot, and then a tanner, which is a oven which is narrower at the top and wider at the bottom, and that is the hottest type of oven.